and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So the two students, the high school students out of Brampton that made the video, but their freedom of choice to choose to eat trash. They don't like that the fact that they're not allowed to choose anymore because the government has stepped in and taken away all the fast food and pizza and french fries and everything else out of their high school. Samuel Batista and Brian Baugh, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. So, you know that it's because teenagers have no self-control that they had to step in and do this, right?
Actually, I don't think that's right.
You think that you guys have self-control?
I think with a little education, students can be trusted to make the right decision.
Where does that education come from?
Education has to come from the curriculum. It's got to come from the schools. And it's got to come from the parents and the teachers.
But you think that if fries and gravy are available or, like, carrot sticks, you think that with education, students are going to choose carrot sticks over fries and gravy?
Absolutely. In the long run, I mean, now, when we look at something like maybe as severe as cigarettes, I mean, when you think about it, okay, the common belief is that, okay, you can relax from it, but once you learn the effects of it, now you're thinking a little bit smarter.
But you're not allowed to smoke in school, though.
Yeah,
they took that away.
But you still have the option.
But the option is you're not allowed to smoke on school property anymore.
But with a little education, now you know how to make the right decision.
No. But because they took it away, you just made my point here, bro.
No, but also from elementary school, you have the campaigns against smoking. You have teachers telling you not to smoke. But not once in all my years of schooling have I heard someone talk about healthy food choices.
You're going to the wrong school then, because that's all I see, is that all over television, all over the news, all over the school system, they're always promoting healthy eating, a healthy lifestyle, being active. So,
You see that on the commercials on TV, but when you're actually, there's no part of the curriculum. I mean, you're in high school for 4 years, you only have 5 months of mandatory physical education, half the time you're playing dodgeball, and the other half you're learning about sexual education.
So, what are they now serving in your high school? What can you get as far as food goes?
Well, you got your three drinks are a water bottle, a juice that's already loaded with sugar anyways. And Diet Pop, which is disgusting, okay. Or at least we think it is.
What about food?
Food, you got the baked fries.
Whole grain cupcakes.
Yeah, and you just have variations of things that just taste bad, and people
aren't
eating.
So why not bring in your own lunch to school?
Then that's kind of defeating the purpose if you're bringing the junk from home, right? Which the policy is supposed to get students healthier.
But you're saying in the video that students, regardless, are still going to walk a kilometer and a half to go get the junk food.
Which is why it's a failing policy, because the policy needs to educate students on the healthy alternatives and push them towards the healthy alternatives, which is what we're trying to do, right?
Okay, so Samuel Batista and Brian Baugh, the two Brampton students who made the video about them losing their freedom to choose what to eat at school when they yanked all the junk food out of school. I just fear this. This is part of it, is that I think that a lot of kids don't eat properly when they're at home. I think that a lot of parents really don't care what they feed their kids. And it may come down to the only place where a kid can get a decent meal as far as it being healthy is at school. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that they need to do what they need to do. You know, because a lot of kids aren't eating well at home. A lot of parents don't care what they feed their kids.
Well, that's the problem that we're talking about, right? I mean, like, in the video, we said that line, it starts at home for a reason. We think that if the kids of today or the students of today are actually educated, then they'll be teaching their kids, oh, this is what you're supposed to eat, this is what you're not supposed to eat. But if you have a generation of people that don't know what healthy options are, they're not going to teach their kids to make healthy options.
So
they're not going to buy good things.
Okay,
in the
so instead room. Of fighting the fight to have, you know, the junk food being able to be served in the cafeteria and fighting for students' rights in that aspect, why not fight to have more health education taught in your school?
Oh, it's part and parcel. I mean, we are advocating for the better education on the healthy alternatives, but as well, the choice needs to be given to you, right? I mean, in the real world situation, you're not going to have your convenience store owner take away all the chocolate bars and be like, I'm sorry, kids, they're not healthy for you. You're going to be presented with both alternatives, and school cafeteria needs to simulate a real world situation.
Do your parents know what you eat?
Absolutely.
Throughout the day?
Yeah.
So when these people are leaving the cafeteria and going to McDonald's, presumably their folks gave them money, unless they got like some kind of part-time job.
Yeah.
Right?
For the most part.
So if your parents are the ones giving you the money, right, why is this a school problem? Why are you not fighting parents? Why are you not going to parents saying, why are you giving your kid $10 a day and letting him, without you even knowing, he's walking to McDonald's?
Well, the reason why we're fighting the school problem or the government problem, which it is because it's a failing policy, because The point is to get his
but
kids
don't
healthier.
You think that kids have too much choice? Don't you think that kids don't you think that the don't you think but don't you think leaving school during the day to walk to McDonald's or to get any sort of fast food that you want, don't you think that that's too much choice?
No, not at all. I mean, we've been part of student council since grade 7, and most teachers, most administrators think it's their duty to tell us what to do, what we can't do, where to walk, where we can't walk.
Right.
You walk into your cafeteria, you can't buy a pack of gum, you can't buy a Gatorade. There is no choice in schools amongst students. And then, you know, you can't buy, the only option you got is whole grain muffins, baked fries.
But what's wrong
it's getting
with that?
Ridiculous.
What's wrong with that, bro?
Nothing, but you need the education to see why it's better than a greasy slice of pizza.
Admit it right now. All you're doing is you want pizza back in the cafeteria.
Admit it right now,
because you're saying, no, baked fries suck and whole grain muffins, but you do have choice. Admit right now that this whole thing, and I fear that, you know, it's rare in life that somebody gets a voice and that somebody gets a platform and that somebody gets the attention of like Queen's Park and the media. And I fear that years down the road, you guys are going to say, my God, we had the keys to the kingdom and we fought for pizza. That's what I fear.
We're not fighting for pizza. I mean, you guys got a pizza box in your
trash
can.
Why do they make children? That's not mine. But why do they make children? Why do they make children wear bicycle helmets?
Well, it's safety precautions.
Why though? Because they can't choose. You can't let a child choose whether they're going to wear a bicycle helmet or not, because no kid is going to choose to wear a bicycle helmet.
Well, it seems kind of ironic to me that at 18 years old, I can sign up to be part of the Canadian military, but I can't choose if I want a pack of guns.
Why are you 18 in high school? What happened?
Grade
did you
12.
Go to juvie?
No,
did you miss
12.
A couple years somewhere in there? All right, guys. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. And we're going to take some phone calls. It's Samuel Batista and Brian Baugh, the two Brampton students who are fighting their freedom of choice when it comes to food in the cafeteria.
Hey, who's this?
Melissa.
What's going on?
Oh, I was just laughing the whole time while you guys were talking. I had a comment about this whole fast food thing. The assumption that people are uneducated is a huge mistake, because everyone is educated. But I remember when I was in high school, yes, I knew apples and oranges were good for me, but if it wasn't available, and if you had some cash on you, oh yeah, you totally would go for fries.
Of course, because students make poor decisions.
Exactly.
You do. You do. Kids make horrible decisions.
I mean, I think it's got to be further pushed into the education system. I mean, if you are actually every day, it's worked incorporated somehow.
But you seem like an educated guy, and I know right now you are going to make a horrible decision if I put terrible food in your cafeteria.
Yeah, absolutely
not. Yes, you will.
What are you fighting for?
But
if it's not you guys, if it's not the two of you who are going to make that bad decision, if it's not the two of you, it's going to be somebody else in your school, or it's going to be a whole bunch of other people in your school.
But that comes from a result of lack of education. If we strengthen the education and integrated birth more into the curriculum, then you're going to have students making the right decisions.
Honestly, it's like we don't believe in students anymore. It's like people and adults don't believe that you can teach students something and then they can go on and make the right decisions. That's what the society is supposed to be about.
I think we have a problem with this we know better mentality from coming from the administration. And I think with better education, you have to have the faith in students to make that decision.
But sometimes they do know better.
Sometimes adults make bad decisions.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I have a newsflash for you guys then. I went to a school where they very well educated you, and you had that decision to do what you wanted. And you know what? If your parents wanted you to do something, do you listen to your parents at home when they tell you not to do something? Yes, you do. And when you don't, you get in trouble. And just like at school, they couldn't rule you then, so they made suggestions of a healthy lifestyle. Whether you choose to do that or not, yes, that was your own choice. But obviously, it's way out of hand, and we've got a lot of fat kids now. Being open about it.
It's true. I'm shocked that you guys are very thin. Yeah. High metabolism, very athletic. You both look very athletic. Wait until you're like 26, of where you lie on the couch one day and your belly is no longer the belly that you remember.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. You're young and you're spry and you're athletic, and it doesn't matter. You're going to wake up one day and you're being, what the hell happened to my body? My body is no longer the body that I. Why did I champion?
I'll tell you right now, for guys. Pizza? Yeah. Look to your left. Look at Dammit Maury.
Dammit Maury,
that is you right there.
Future.
There's no way.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's you, dude.
I work out 4 times a week. I know for that a
you
salad and a stir-fry.
You work out 4 times a week because you're in high school.
I work out 4 times a week because I know it's good for me and I know it keeps my body running.
Okay.
And so do I. And if I'm 26 and I'm sitting on my couch and I'm fat, that was my decision.
Maury,
that was a streak of bad decisions.
Maury had a swimmer's body in high school. Maury had a gorgeous body in high school. Look at him now.
So what we're saying is he made worse decisions as an adult than as a student.
No.
Look at that.
Your body is going to get out of control, and you're going to be like, why didn't I go for those baked French fries? Why didn't I?
Because I was never taught to.
Well.
And then, you know.
Because I was never taught. That's a convenient excuse. I was never taught. You know the difference. You know right and wrong.
Okay, but
I. But now you need somebody to teach you.
Well, you don't need to teach you. You need people to show you, to guide you.
But not taught.
Where? No teacher ever told me what was right or wrong.
You know it. So what are you angry that nobody taught you?
No, we're angry.
You already know.
What we're angry about is the government saying, yes, more kids are fat.
But you do know, though. You do know.
But then why don't they teach it more? Why don't they focus on that? If you really want to make people healthier...
Why don't you teach people?
Why don't we teach people?
Yeah.
Why don't we teach
the province of Ontario?
You know the difference.
Do a rolling tour on healthy alternatives?
Well, it's like, if you already know that cigarettes are bad for you, why do they continually advertise and focus on campaigns to get you off cigarettes?
But they don't let you smoke in school, though.
They don't. They know people still smoking outside of school. If you really wanted to smoke, you could smoke.
But there's rules, though.
Yeah, there's rules. But the point is, the campaigns are there.
Why are you fighting for that rule, then?
Because you think that first you need to trust in students that they can make the right decisions.
They
and first,
that's the problem.
That's the mentality that's killing us.
All right.
Hey, what's your name on the phone?
Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for the phone call, honey.
Have a good day.
Bye. The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.